Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the first week of Lent, February 23, 2026. The passage we're going to reflect over today is from the Evangelist Matthew, where he writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.'" Lent opens with a sober, luminous vision. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, all the nations will be assembled before him. The Church places this scene before us at the beginning of our 40 days, not to frighten us, but to steady us, to give our lives a true horizon. Jesus speaks of glory, angels, and judgment. Yet notice the tone. This is not the language of panic, but of order. The Son of Man sits on his throne, and like a shepherd, patient, attentive, unhurried, he separates sheep from goats. Judgment here is not chaos, it is clarity. Love finally tells the truth. Lent is the season when we allow that truth to begin new and now. We live in a world that resists distinctions. We prefer blur and ambiguity. We tell ourselves that intentions matter more than actions, that kindness is a feeling rather than a practice, that faith can remain safely private. But Jesus does not describe a shepherd who wanders, who belongs, and where. He describes one who knows. The separation is quiet, decisive, and just. This is why Lent is a sort of school of vigilance. Vigilance is not anxiety, it is attentiveness. It is the steady refusal to drift through our days unaware of how we are becoming. The sheep did not wake up one morning and suddenly become sheep. They learned the shepherd's voice over time. They followed it in small, ordinary ways through habits of mercy, fidelity, and self-gift. And yet, this gospel is also profoundly hopeful. The judge is the shepherd. The king is the one who laid down his life for the flock. The throne is occupied by wounded love. That changes everything. We are not judged by an abstract standard, but by a living relationship. So the question is not merely, "Did you avoid evil?" but, "Did you allow my love to pass through you to others?" Lent is not a grim audit of our failures. It is an invitation to alignment. Prayer teaches us to listen for the shepherd's voice again. Fasting loosens our grip on what dulls our hearing. Almsgiving trains our hearts to recognize Christ hidden in the hungry, the lonely, and the forgotten. This is where vigilance becomes hope. Hope says that our choices matter, not because we are saving ourselves, but because grace is real and effective. Every act of mercy, every quiet repentance, every turning back towards God shapes us. The sheep are not perfect. They are responsive. They let themselves be led. So today the Lord places before us the end, so that we may live the middle well. He reveals the final truth of our lives so that we can begin to live it now, attentive, awake, and trusting. Let us not fear the coming of the Son of Man. Let us rather practice recognizing him, especially where he has chosen to hide. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Shepherd and King, you see us as we are and love us as we are becoming. In this holy season of Lent, make us vigilant without anxiety and hopeful without presumption. Teach us to hear your voice amid the noise of our lives. Purify our intentions through prayer, discipline our desires through fasting, and widen our hearts through mercy. May we recognize you in the least, serve you with quiet faithfulness, and follow you with undivided hearts. When you come in glory, may we already be living in your light, so that judgment will be for us not a terror, but a homecoming. We ask this through you, who live and reign with the Father, and in the unity of the Holy Spirit, as one God, for ever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.